This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Be like John Facenda or something. That was going to be my thing. I actually, did I tell you this story, Orin, about how I was going to replace Dick Eversty as the voice of Fox? Tell you this one, Day-Day? Okay.
No.
So, you have these stories, John.
This is great. So I'm working at Fox in L.A., right? I'm anchoring at Fox in Los Angeles. And Dick Eversty was the voice of Fox. If you heard his voice, it would be like, oh, I know that voice. Yeah, you know Dick Eversty. He was all over. He did all the Fox, the Fox Network, all the Fox Sports, the Super Bowls, everything, all the major Fox affiliates. He would come in one day, like on Tuesdays, and he would spend all day just voicing stuff for all the major Fox O&O, their owned and operated affiliates, New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, all the major markets, and all the networks that Fox owns, you know, FX and Fox and Fox Sports, FS1 and everything else, right? So Dick would do that. That was his job. He was radio announcer. So Dick says to Fox, I'm so good at this and everybody knows who I am. I want $1 million a year to do this. And Fox about spit out their coffee and fired him. And so they hold open auditions. So I go upstairs to Fox to go through the audition with everybody else, and they hand us the audition and I'm reading through them. And then I get on the mic and I do the O&O thing and I do the this is Fox Sports. I mean, I do the whole thing. I get a call about 3 days later. Hey, you're going to be the new voice of Fox. And I thought, this is so cool. And so I thought, this is going to be like my dream job. I'm going to be out there going, hey, you know whose voice that is. And so I go down and I meet with him, and well, actually up to David Hill's, the mega offices at Fox on Pico. And I walk in the mega offices, and I'm in the conference room, and they're talking to me about being the new voice of Fox. And they said, what we're going to do is we're going to take you off the anchor schedule on Tuesdays. So you'll anchor Monday night, you'll anchor Wednesday, but you won't anchor Tuesdays. My boss, first off, goes nuts. He's like, no, we're not taking him off the anchor schedule. He's the main guy. We're not doing that. And they're like, no, this is more important. And my boss is just having a hissy fit. And I'm like thinking, yeah, I'm going to be taken off there. Sorry about that, Milt. But I need to do this because I'm going to make a lot of money. So I said to him, how much money, by the way, does this pay? And they went, well, you're under contract. So, I mean, you're just going to do this instead of anchoring. And I said, so, I mean, there's like no more money. It's just what I'm getting. Yeah. No, no. Milt's right. I'm anchoring. Sorry, I'm out. They didn't want to pay me a penny. I was like, no, I don't know.
Anyway, so who ended up getting it, John?
I don't know. I don't know. I'd have to go back because I just checked out. I don't know who the voice of Fox is anymore. It wasn't Chris Rhodes, I know that. Because I know he was in the building there. He was in the. I don't know who got it. I guess so angry. I couldn't believe they wanted to give me nothing, zero, and you'll like it. I was like, really? Dick Eversty asked for $1 million. I don't even make. Give me $100,000. I'll do it for $100,000. I'll do 10%. No, we're not going to pay you anything. All right. Okay. All right, so I got a question here about the NFL here. that I'm going to get to in a moment with Day-Day and with Oren here about make or miss here on certain teams in the NFL this year as we get ready again. This week, camps open. There's a couple of camps that are opening this week. Now we're still... We encourage you as always. We love your. Aaron says Tom Brady can still play in the NFL. That he looks more fit now than he's ever been. Do you guys see this? Where Matty Ice is saying that Tom Brady can play in the league?
Yeah, says he's fit as he's ever seen him be. Thinks he can still give it a go. I mean, I'm about to say, but that's kind of who Tom Brady has kind of transformed himself into. What the last say? What 10 years? It's like he's
no.
He's so like no. I'm saying his physique and how he's been eating and like he's really locked in on that.
You're missing the story.
What that Matt Ryan says he can still go.
No. You're close, but you're missing the story. Oren, is it the real story here? Because he's flitting out on a yacht with Sofia Vergara. Did you see that?
Yeah.
No, he's free of the German supermodel. He doesn't have to eat tofu and sprouts anymore. Dude's doing hamburgers and beer.
No, I think he's still doing that.
He's still doing that stuff.
Yeah, he's still. I don't think so.
Yeah,
he's
right.
He's still hardcore on it, man.
Yeah, wink, wink, nod, nod. Buy my product, TB12.
Listen,
yeah,
you don't bag supermodels eating hamburgers and hot dogs.
Tell that to Jeff Bezos. But okay, sure. Let's do a little bit of this here. Because his money doesn't count, right? I mean, they couldn't possibly, you know. I mean, if you put on 15 pounds, he'd be out. Yeah, right. I have this little thing here. I was going to do it with BMAC, but I didn't get time, guys. So who wants to go first on this list here? I just want to make sure I know the order here so I'm not bouncing
around. I'll go first.
Okay, so go Oren and then Day-Day. There are five teams in each conference, and we're going to just say make or miss. This is pre-camp now because camps start next week, and I'm not going to get a chance to do this. Pre-camp, playoffs this year, make or miss. Now, things will change when we get post-camp. Playoffs this year. And we're not talking about Kansas City or Philadelphia. Those are in Baltimore. Those are givens. Oren, New England, make or miss?
Miss.
Day-Day, New England, make or miss?
I'll say miss as well.
I'm going to go with miss as well. But there are people saying, you know, Patriots good. The Pittsburgh Steelers. Oren, make or miss?
No, make.
Oren, Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, Diddy, Pittsburgh Steelers.
I'm actually going to say miss.
They are I think they're the oldest team in the NFL now. Is that right? I think they have like six or seven guys that are 35 and 40. And so if they don't, this is like last hurrah for the Steelers, isn't it?
Hey, that's what they're going all in, man.
Yeah, I think so. Cincinnati, Oren. Cincinnati Bengals, make or miss?
They're going to miss, and Zach Taylor will get fired.
Make or miss Day-Day on the Cincinnati Bengals?
Yeah, with all the bad stuff with their defense, and then they can't even lock up Trey Hendrickson, I'm going to say miss as well.
Yeah, and Zach Taylor will get fired. I'm going to say miss as well. It may or may not be his fault, but the front office, he gets fired. If Matt Rhule doesn't do a good job in Nebraska this year, Matt Rhule gets fired, and Zach Taylor becomes the Huskers' new head coach because he used to be a quarterback there, and they'll try and do what they did with Scott Frost with all the fallout of Scott Frost selling out his alma mater, you son of a beehive. L.A. Chargers this year, Oren. I'm sorry, that was just me being personal. And I
a little bit, John, a little bit.
The audience. L.A. Chargers, make or miss?
I'm going to say L.A. makes it.
This is tough because you got Kansas City in that division. Now you got to pick Denver, or the Chargers. And as a matter of fact, I'll lump two together. How about this? Let's say that division is actually quietly the best division in the NFL. Day-Day, how about Chargers and or Raiders?
Yeah, I was going to say that division is tough, and that's actually what I was going to say. I was going to say don't sleep on the Raiders in this division. That may be, to your point, John, one of the toughest divisions. I'm going to say miss.
Yeah, because the Raiders, Pete Carroll has got that golden touch, dude. He just does, you know. All right, NFC, Chicago Bears, Oren, make or miss?
That division is too tough, man. They're going to miss.
Does Ben Johnson get the most out of Caleb Williams? The Bears made a lot of big moves. How about the Bears, Diddy?
Yeah, that's another tough one. In Detroit, I think They're still the team to beat in that division. And then, of course, Green Bay, you know, Jordan Love had a great year, you know, a great year in, you know, leading the Packers. So I'm going to say miss.
You guys don't believe in Kirk Cousins as Minnesota quarterback Kirk Cousins? You don't think so? Come on, that's where he's going, right? Don't we all know that?
To Green Bay?
I mean, come on. No, Minnesota.
He's going back to Minnesota. I don't. Yeah. I don't know, dude. I don't know.
Green Bay's got a quarterback. I think he is. Dallas, make or miss, Orton?
Miss.
God, Dallas. Dallas, make or miss, Day-Day?
You know what? I'm going to say make.
Seattle, make or miss?
Seattle misses.
All right, I'll do you a favor. Hang on. I'll do you the same thing I just did with the Chargers and Raiders. Seattle and or San Francisco?
I think San Francisco has a better chance than Seattle. So I'll say San Francisco, yes. Seattle, no.
Day-Day?
Seattle, you know what? To me, I won't necessarily say that division is tough. I think it's a little more wide open, if that makes sense.
Well, yeah, you got four teams that could all make it, right?
Right, but I'm just saying, like, I think it's a little more even playing field, I guess, is what I'm saying. So I'm going to say miss.
Yeah, because San Francisco gets healthy finally. I mean, that there's no franchise. Look, yeah. I'm no fan of Kyle Shanahan, obviously, but boy, there's been no team in the NFL that's had to go through more serious long injury after injury after injury than that club has the last 3 years.
Yeah, and in Arizona, I think this is a year of show and prove for them.
Mm-hmm.
So
no, I think Arizona's close to being in. It wouldn't shock me if Arizona won that division.
Yeah, I agree.
So the question becomes who finishes second and kind of gets in.
Mm-hmm.
Is Sam Darnold actually an upgrade over Geno Smith?
Ooh, that's tough.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
I mean, he might be. That's why you're like, yeah. I didn't think I'd actually say those words, Sam Darnold being, you know, but boy, he just had a reclamation there. I don't know.
He did. Maybe also it was just look a very pedestrian in the playoffs, too.
Yeah, I know he did, you know, right? I mean, we've seen this before.
You saw those ghosts. Those ghosts came back.
Like Kevin Cobb was nothing, and then suddenly he had like a 10-game stretch in Philadelphia where he couldn't do it. Arizona paid him a bazillion dollars, and he sucked, so you never know. And finally, of course, guys, Falcons make or miss. Give me – I know, make or miss, Orin.
They make. I told Chris last night, 10 gets you in the South. 10 gets you in.
Day-Day, Falcons make or miss.
Oh, yeah, they're making it.
Yeah, I do, too. I actually think Falcons are going to get to 11. But then again, I drink Kool-Aid. Do you like Kool-Aid? I like Kool-Aid. Lemon lime is my favorite Kool-Aid. I drink a lot of it.
I don't even know the last time I had Kool-Aid.
Dude, how long have you known me?
That's such a weird thing. Lemon lime, John. Not red, not great, but lemon lime. Ooh.
Yeah.
Of all the flavors to pick.
I don't know. It just was what my mom made. Dude, I wasn't buying it.
You didn't get
money.
You didn't get like the cherry Kool-Aid or the fruit punch Kool-Aid growing up?
You think my mom was buying fruit punch Kool-Aid? My mom was like,
it's the same price.
You were lucky. That is the point, you know. In my mom's world, lemon and lime and fruit punch are two different things, even though they're the same hip thing.
Same price.
Yeah, it was a nickel. I know. A nickel a pitcher. Jim Bowden has had some things to say about what the Braves ought to do here in the air quotes second half of the season. Is he right? We'll have to get into that a little bit next, right here on Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, the good news is, there's no good news. The bad news is on the Braves is that they're playing in St. Louis tonight. And, Well, we do have the All-Star game. Of all the seasons to have the All-Star game. Welcome back to Dukes and Bell. John Fricke from the Northern Kia Studios alongside my buddies Oren and Day-Day. As we take you through this Friday, fellas will be back on Monday. So the Braves are going to approach the second half of the season here once we get through the All-Star weekend here. And hopefully, look, Atlanta should put on a good show. I mean, it's great to have the game here. Wish we were under better circumstances for the local team. But, you know, hey, listen, maybe this will at least give us something to be able to celebrate the game this season before moving on. A reminder that we're going to be broadcasting from Murph's in the Galleria from Dale Murphy's place, Murph's, all from Saturday through Tuesday. Do drop by. That's where all the fan stuff is inside the Galleria anyway. So go over to the Galleria, get part of the fan experience over there, and drop by Murph's and say hi as we broadcast wall-to-wall for the All-Star game. And then we got the SEC Media Days going on too, so we got lots going on all over town here in Atlanta for next week's going to be just packed in. So the Braves are going to go into the air quote second half of the season. We all know that this is playing out the string on a lost year. We get that. But that doesn't mean that there isn't going to be some intrigue in terms of how you're going to stack for next year. One is the manager, and the other is the roster. Let's begin with the roster. Jim Bowden, a friend of the show, longtime GM in Major League Baseball, appearing on a show called Foul Territory and giving his thoughts about what the Braves ought to do at the deadline. Yeah, that's. I agree with that, exactly what he said here. We've been saying it too. No sale on sale. I think the Braves, because it isn't a rebuild. You want to believe that this is a one-off, that this year's just a total one-off. Everything that could have gone wrong did. It's Sean Murphy's law. I mean, whatever. You know, yes, Ozuna, sure, fine, good. Sean Murphy, sure, fine, good. You got to get a shortstop in next year, but opening day next year, Riley's at third, Albies is at second, Olsen's at first, Profar's in left, you know, Harrison's at center, Acuna's in right. You got Chris Sale and Spencer Strider and Spencer Schwalenbach, Ronaldo Lopez. I mean, that's the core of your rotation. They don't necessarily need at this point to go out and get another starter. Priority is really going to be closer, bullpen, 7-8-9. They haven't had a 7-8-9. They got to rebuilding the bullpen is and a shortstop are the two major priorities of this team. We all know that. A little bit more bench depth would help too, especially backup catcher. But those are the priorities, and that's not really something that can happen much because part of the problem is the draft is coming up here, and with the draft coming up, Braves have the 22nd pick because it's not like, you know, it's not like based on the first half of this year where the Braves, oh, the Braves have pick number 6. No, no, not so much. They have pick number 22. I mean, maybe they can get some compensatory picks. You know, the Braves might need, what do they call those things, guys, Day-Day and Orin? They call them what are the picks called in baseball about you know, evening out the, you know, playing advantage here, you know, like trying to make everybody good. We'll give you an extra pick to try to make you everybody square, you know. So I don't know. Maybe they need one of those things. So anyway, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do in the draft. It'll be interesting.
Competitive
to see what
balance
they do.
Rounds.
Competitive. Thank you. I knew it was some fancy dancy word. Competitive balance picks. Thank you. The Braves actually need a competitive balance. And then, of course, that then attention turns to Snit. And so I asked today on my Twitter at John Fricke, JohnFricke, Frick with an E on the end. The Braves, I said, the Braves will not fire Brian Snicker. Okay. And when I say that, I'm not just there. The Braves are not going to fire Brian Snicker. So stop at anybody else saying you want Brian. They're not going to do that, okay? I mean, the man's going to be put into the Braves Hall of Fame. He's right there with Joe Torre and Bobby Cox, the three greatest Atlanta Braves managers of all time. They're not going to do that to him, okay? So what happens now? So, Orin, there are three options. Number one, I put Snit is allowed to decide if he stays for next season. Number two, Snit retires at the end of this season, or number three, Snit, air quotes, retires Wednesday, the day after the All-Star game.
He doesn't, he goes through it the rest of the season. Braves don't, they're not a manager gets removed or relieved of duty in the middle of the season type of team. So, yeah,
he really, what happened to Freddy Gonzalez when Snicker took the job? Wasn't that?
You know, that was different, or different guys here at that point, but.
Wasn't that a middle of the year move? I'm just curious, just asking. Last time they made a managerial move, it was in the middle of the year. Didn't they fire their third base coach like 40 games in?
Yeah, third base coach though, John. Third base coach.
Okay, just asking. Day-Day, Snit is allowed to decide if he stays next season. Snit retires at the end of this season. Snit retires Wednesday, the day after the All-Star game.
Snit is allowed to decide if he wants to come back next season. But I think ultimately he'll take his time in that decision and probably decide to walk away.
The argument to be made for number three, where Snit retires on Wednesday, the day after the All-Star game, is this. I had somebody, one of the multitude of comments on this post on X that I put up there, say, you know, that it makes no sense to do it on Wednesday. I can make an argument that it does make some sense. This is not going to get any better. And so I don't want Snit to go out. I've been saying this for a long time on such a sour note because he's been so great for this franchise. And I want him to be saluted. We all do. But more importantly, it allows the Braves. Look, there's already been one managerial change, right? Washington's made a change of manager. You don't want to be, if you're going to make a change, if he's, at the, I want to go, let's wind this back for a second, guys, okay? At the beginning of the year, Snit was asked, and he says, yeah, you know, I mean, this might be my last year. And it all went kind of downhill from there. And it never caught 0-7. It just never caught up. And so when he made that statement, now we're playing, you know, this is like, okay, we're walking into a dead end here. We got a lame duck manager. And so it kind of just kind of put a kibosh on all the good feelings and vibes coming out of there if he's walking away at the end of the year. And if he's going to walk away at the end of the year, there are going to be other teams that are going to be, well, the Rockies have already made a change. So, I mean, there are going to be multiple teams that are making changes, right? I mean, Rockies have already made a change. Washington's going to make a change. You don't want to be too far down that pecking order. Now, I'll grant you that when Snit decides to retire, they're going to be multiple managers who want this job, because they're going to go, that was a one-off. I want Acuna and Harris and Riley and Olson and that road. I want to play with those guys because I can take them from the one-off right back to the World Series immediately. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Just go. And he's going to think he's the guy that could take them there right straight back to the top, because they ought to be that team. We all know that they have loads of talent, okay? They're just not performing that way. Maybe we'll get a new manager in here. I would love to see him keep Rick Kranitz. And then, you know, Eddie Perez is somebody I really like too. Rest of them, whatever, you know, especially new hitting coach. But he's going to change his scouting and all that kind of stuff. There's going to be a lot of changes to the organization with a new manager. But if you do want, if Alex Anthopoulos has somebody in mind, since Snit mentioned it before the year, if he has somebody in mind, you know, right now that he's talking to Snit, look, Snit, you know, I got to make a move on this. I can get this guy. This is the guy I really want. If you're going to retire, are you going to retire at the end of the year or no? What's going on here? There's going to have to be some conversation when they get back from St. Louis about what's going to take place. But if AA has, and by the way, all of you saying fire Alex, you have to understand that's not going to happen. The real estate board of directors and the brokers and the real estate office are not firing Alex Anthopoulos. He's not getting fired. The other way Alex Anthopoulos is not the GM of the Braves is if he quits. If he just gets so fed up with dealing with the real estate board, you know, and he's like the homeowners association from hell or something, and he quits. He just says, that's it. I'm done. You know, that's your bigger concern, because all the people that say fire Alex, I always want to say, and replace him with what? Well, I don't know, somebody better. Okay, somebody better. If AA has the next manager in mind, and that next manager is not already on the staff, like Weiss or somebody, can't believe it's Freddie, but who knows. But if he has somebody from outside the organization in mind, Snit probably could make way here for an interim manager to allow Alex to be able to go ahead and begin strong negotiations with this next person. At least we'll make contact here and say, let's do this. All right, quick break here. We'll get back. Little Yeah Man, No Man from Day Day coming up next on a Friday on Dukes of Bell on Sports Radio 90 during the game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dukes of Bell on a Friday. Getting ready for next week. SEC Media Days, All-Star festivities. I think we'd be, look, we're going to put on a hell of a show. We just are. I think we're almost more, you know, kind of inclined to think that maybe the Home Run Derby is going to actually be, which has been kind of dead or dying as an event, maybe the more interesting one for us because Ronald Acuna's in that. I mean, not that Olsen and Acuna aren't in the All-Star team, and Sale would have been. But nonetheless, I think Acuna and the Home Run Derby, a little bit more intriguing to us, and I think maybe possibly the highlight of the week, especially if he wins it. Let's do a little bit of Yeah Man, No Man with Day Day.
All righty, fellas, we made it to the weekend, and like you said, man, a lot going on, of course, around Atlanta. Beyonce's in town. Saw a lot of videos from her concert last night.
She gave up the car.
So
she came out on a horse.
On 16 carriages, right.
With wheels
so,
on it.
My daughter just flew in. I'm sorry to jump you there, but she's, you know, manager of major events at the backyard, and so she was at the concert last night, and so she just got in here, you know, a little bit ago. I said, "How was it?" She goes, "It was great." And I said, "What about the car?" And she was talking about, "No, it was a horse." And I was like, "You know, I thought, okay, that's probably pretty good because the last time I saw a picture of that car, it was about to kill people.
Yeah, it was dangling. It was a dangling." So, with that being said, we also got the MLB All-Star Weekend festivities kicking off today. In fact, we'll be heading up there, my family and I, for the HBCU Swingman game that will take place featuring several local kids from the Atlanta metro area that will be taking place in that. So, shouts out to everybody that's just moving and grooving around the city. So, first off, I want to give a Yeah Man shout out to the North Clayton Eagles football team and Coach Cap Burnett. I got a chance to stop by and watch them.
Former Georgia player Cap Burnett?
Yeah, got a chance to watch them wrap up their summer workouts for the week yesterday as they get ready for the season, and got a chance to chop it up. But always love when I get a chance to stop by and visit with the
Football practice down there has got to suck.
Man, listen, it was 8 o'clock in the morning, and we were sweating. Yeah. And we were just standing there. But hey, man, it's what they do. So, yeah, wanted to give that shout out. So, all right, first up, speaking of Beyonce, Yeah Man, No Man. Obviously, you know her concert. This is the Cowboy Carter-themed concert. So it's all Cowboy Carter songs. Yeehaw. People are dressing up in cowboy hats and leather suits. Yeah Man, No Man, if your wife or significant other wanted you to attend the Beyonce Cowboy Carter concert with her, you would fully participate and dress up in cowboy gear. John, Yeah Man, No Man.
Well, I mean, my wife wouldn't. that would not be her thing. So, I mean, were I dating a girl? Well, if she's really hot, yeah. I mean, sure. I guess it depends on the level of hotness, how hot I go on. You know, am I going ham on that whole thing? Am I like, you know, I mean, that's a, you know. It depends on how bad I'm. Okay, never mind. But yeah, when Kiss was something, right back. So Kiss is at the Omni 1970.
Did you paint your face, John?
No, I did not. But my brothers did. You know, they were like doing the whole Ace Frehley, Peter Criss thing.
Did they want
you
to paint your face, John? Did they want you to paint your face?
Yeah, they did. And I said no.
Wait, so y'all, did y'all go as like a quartet and you were the only one that didn't have his face painted?
No, we went as a quartet, but John sat in the back. John was like, yeah, I don't know about this whole. Because I didn't understand KISS at
John
the time.
John couldn't be a team player, man.
No, but I didn't understand him at the time. And now I do. You know, I mean, I get it now. I didn't at that point.
So you're saying now you paint your face?
No, I would be like the unpainted KISS. You know, I mean, no, I'm not.
You wear the leather.
I feel like Gene Simmons is weirder when he's not painted up than when he is painted
up. Yeah, no, Al, I don't know, but he's not sticking his tongue out and spitting blood all over everybody. So I guess that's a good
thing. So that's a yeah man for you, John, if she's hot and you're dating
sorta.
And you're I'll just
go,
trying,
go
to,
sorta
you're
yeah,
trying to bag the date. Arn, yeah man, no man. The wife wants you to dress up in full cowboy gear and attend the concert. You doing it?
I don't think she would want me to dress up in full cowboy gear because she knew I wouldn't be comfortable in that. So that's a no man for me, but I don't have a problem going to the show with her. We went and saw Renaissance together, had great seats. So as a matter of fact, last night we were looking at I was looking at StubHub, telling her how much tickets were to get in, and if we were to sit where we sat last time, how much we would pay to go. And while she didn't say no, she didn't say yes, she wanted to go to it. You know, if I were to buy her tickets for it, I think she would be happy, but I'd have to get like very, very cheap tickets. So
all right, there it is. All right, so it's a no man for you. All right, MLB again, All-Star Weekend kicking off today with some festivities. Yeah, man, no man, you'll pay attention to this year's MLB draft, which will take place Sunday through Tuesday. John, yeah, man, no man, you'll pay attention.
Well, I'm going to pay some attention to it. I want to see who the Braves have. What, the 22nd pick, I think, in the draft. I think that's it. Don't quote me, I think, but I'm close. Because the Braves have to restock here, and I'm going to be really interested. They've been so loading up on pitchers over the last 5 or 6 years under Alex Anthopoulos. Do they dig back into that well, or do they go into, you know, a position player and then to what kind of a position player, which give you kind of a leading indication as to – because whenever you draft, especially in the first round, you're kind of looking 3 years out. Mm-hmm. So – you know, I think, you know, a hot high school catcher, maybe, I'll be intrigued to see when they go. How about that? To that degree, I'm not going to watch the draft like I would the NBA or the NFL and wait for them to be on the clock. It's just like, okay, just, you know, alert me on the X. But yeah, I'm intrigued to find out who they draft.
All right. Well, and to your point, yes, they do draft 22nd. Arn, yeah, man, no, man, you will pay some attention to the draft this over the course of Sunday through Tuesday.
All right, so I'm going to tell you guys something about me. I am a huge all-sports draft guy. I don't know what it is about the draft, but like I am all into, like, reading about the prospects, reading about the projected picks, where they're going to go. Like, I don't follow enough of college baseball to be as into it as other folks are, but I will pay attention to who gets drafted, and I will pay attention to the first round of the MLB draft. Just something about the – like, if there's a list that ESPN posts that tells me this is a mock draft for a certain sport, I am going to look at it, I am going to read it, and I am going to be into it. So, yeah, for the purposes of just drafts in general, if there's a draft on television, if there's a draft being put on, I'm into it.
All right, well, good deal. And I know that shout out to Mill Creek because they do have Daniel Pierce, who's actually, depending on what mock you look at, a high school kid out of Mill Creek, shortstop. He is projected to be in that, like, 11 through 12, 13 range. So
the guy from LSU is supposed to be the top overall pick, the pitcher from LSU.
Yeah, but showing some
another – another. Is he, like, dating a gymnast too?
No.
No. He's not as – well, I don't think he had as many strikeouts as Paul Skeen did in his season, but he had a very – dominant season similar to what Paul Skeen did. The guy's coming off of he had Tommy John a couple years ago too.
All right, gotcha. So moving on. As the back and forth continues on whether or not the NCAA basketball tournaments should expand, both the women's and men's, considering moving to either 72 or 76 teams. Yeah, man, no man. you'd be down with the expansion to either 72 or 76 teams for the NCAA tournaments.
Hell, just let everybody play.
That's just what it feels
let
like.
Let everybody
right?
play. Have play in rounds. Let every open it up to everybody. I mean, what's the diff? I mean, at some point, you know, it just gets to be kind of ridiculous. We're going to have buys now. I don't know. I mean, I understand they're doing it for money, but it's like the 16-team college football playoff. It's like, okay. All right, whatever. I mean, if they want to expand it, it's fine. I'm sure that people will get into it, and it's all for,
money. Yep, that's what it is. I mean, and I think the case that – I think what you could see maybe happen is probably – I think what with North Carolina being a play-in team this last year and it drawing the numbers it drew, you could possibly see more bigger name programs kind of falling in that situation, I think, if they were to expand this thing. So, Oren, what say you? You're good for 72 or 76 expansion.
So when they started this expansion, first of all, I thought I would be into it, more NCAA basketball. I am not as into it as I thought I would be. Like, I like my games Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Now I got to be – it's going to be now a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday thing. Now, like, how – just keep it the way it is.
Vegas will love this.
I'm sure Vegas
will. Vegas is going to love this.
It's more money they can get on – more action they can get on games. I'm sure networks are going to love this. That's more money they can put on – they can get for tournament coverage. But as a viewer, as a consumer – I'm not into it being that many.
You just said you can watch basketball all the time.
I love watching basketball all the time. But let me ask you this, though. If there was summer league quality basketball on all year round, would you watch it all year round? Because that's basically what the first four is. It's not great basketball.
It's not, but that's why I say I think what you may see is some of these on-the-bubble teams from the bigger conferences probably falling in some of these games if they do it. I'm not saying they're going to just totally wipe out, the smaller conference teams in mid-majors and things of that nature from being in those types of games. But I think, again, the way North Carolina landed in that first four this year – it's a good opportunity, I think, that you could see more of that. And that's a draw for them, TV-wise, especially if you've got, some bigger-name programs trying to play their way into the actual
tournament. Funny, in a way, is that the NCAA owns the NIT. They bought it a number of years ago.
Yeah,
they
and the NIT used to be something worth watching.
Right, and they're about to kill it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's already almost dead, and they're really going to kill it.
Well, you know what was gotten no love? They had the NIT, but then there was this other tournament that they had as well. I forgot what that one was called that people were invited to.
The College Basketball Invitational.
Yeah, I mean, and that one got no love. All right, guys, that's your Yeah Man, No Man for a Friday. Let's get to the weekend, baby.
By the way, I just want you guys, I looked it up here because I was curious when the last time the Braves drafted a non-pitcher in the first round.
It's been a long
Anybody
time.
Anybody want to take a guess? I'll give you the year, 2019. All right, I'll give you the position, catcher.
Is it Drake Baldwin?
Nope.
No, it was Shane Langeliers. That's right, Shane Langeliers. And they also drafted, Braden Shoemake.
Braden Shoemake.
Texas A&M.
Yeah, right, but that was a little bit later in the first. They were both first round. Yeah, because Cam Caminiti, whose dad was an all-star. Matter of fact, he was MVP. In the late 90s, Ken Caminiti.
In 98, then, that World Series year, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. That Gary Sheffield, Tony Gwynn, Kevin Brown, that team in San Diego, right? Hurston Waldrop in 2023, J.R. Ritchie, back Owen Murphy, back Ryan Cusick, whoever he is, Jared Schuster, who I thought was going to be something. And then before that, so it's been pitcher. So it'll be interesting to see what they do. You say, those first-round draft picks don't matter. Yeah, go look at the list of players drafted in the first round by the Braves. I mean, Chipper Jones, Bob Horner, Jeff Francoeur. I mean, because the list goes on. I mean, star player. He just got drafted right. Quick break as we continue toward the 4 o'clock hour. Dog Report around the corner. SEC Media Days. What coaches are going to get the question? Coach, you going to get fired this year if you don't win? Yeah, that's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.